I don't know what he's going on about. I'm furious. Phone then.
Yeah, hello, Siodding.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Is it possible to speak to DC Rakesh, please?
Who, sorry?
I think it's DC Rakesh.
Oh, what, who is calling? Mr.
Mr. Cordell.
Oh, hold on a second.
Or even if it's possible to speak to his line manager. Who is his line manager?
Oh, hold on a second, let me find that for you.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, DS Sharp speaking.
Hello, how you doing, DS Sharp? It's Mr. Cordell speaking.
How can I help you?
May I ask if you have any involvement in my caseload at present that's in Wood Green Police Station?
I'm the supervisor for the case, yeah.
You're the supervisor for the case, how are you doing?
Yeah.
I've got a few concerns about this case, yeah? The case is that right now you're trying to put an application, you're trying to, someone's put a CFS, a call for service, which is Lemmy, a council official, while he was at work, is accusing me of threats to kill. Yeah, I understand that threats to kill is a non-custodial sentence, and that it's of
That's not the case.
Unless an offensive weapon is used in it.
Do you want me to repeat to you? That's not correct.
Okay, may I say something to you, sir? Yeah. Last a couple of weeks ago, I was arrested for the same accusations in your police station. I went to the courts and I won the case in the courts, and I've got all the case. I've got the case papers here for threats to kill. Yeah, when in that police station.
What can I do for you today?
And the maximum sentence. What I'm concerned. No, this is what I'm trying to explain to you. I'm just trying to, because you grade your priorities as a police officer. You have grade D, grade so and so, and you're a DC, so you would understand how you prioritise your caseload.
I'm a DS.
Or DS, so. Yeah. So now what I'm trying to explain to you, sir, yeah. Is that a little while ago before this case here happened, it's the same case, yeah, it's just a continuation. This is the backlash of what's going on that you're dealing with, yeah? So now I've been writing a diary since 2006, every day I've done this diary. I've took every email and every text that every government official's got sent to me and my mother, yeah? We have sent the council and youth police. We sent the council over 100 emails from 2014 to 16 explaining that I was getting assaulted in my house. I took video evidence and I've took over 10 statements of witnesses in my house why this was happening. I've got over 100 videos in my house now, yeah, that are over-condemning, yeah? 100% any person that sees them, beyond reasonable doubt, they go into prison for what they've done to me, yeah? Now, I've been writing to Lemmy and to all the rest of his teams, Rob Leake, the executive director, Joanne Ryan, and everyone's been emailing each other in between these emails. After... Now, Rob Leake is the executive director of Enfield Island of Enfield Civic Centre. Now, he's on £50,000 more than the Prime Minister in there, yeah? Now, if you look at his... If you write Rob Leake into Google, you'll see a picture of him pop up, yeah? Rob Leake pop up, and you see him hanging over a picture of a massive building that they're building, a new establishment, in 2015. In 2014, yeah, how it initially started... Yeah, with these people acting in joint circular, was a woman. I initially got arrested. Yeah, for a burglary case.
Right, Mr. Cordell, I'm just going to interrupt you there because I'm extremely busy.
Yes, and I'm explaining to you, sir. So I'm recording this conversation, and you're a DS, and I'm being held hostage in my house right now by the police officers' fraudulent activities. Yeah. Now it takes the council and the police to make an application. Yeah, to make an ASBO order. They both went to the Civic Centre. On the third page, it says that they had to do this under the Criminal Evidence Act. Now, they forged that ASBO because all the timestamps in the call centre go backwards. CAD 500 happens at 2 o'clock. Then CAD 565 happens at 1 o'clock. Now, this happens throughout the paperwork. In all of the CAD numbers, when they copied them out of the paperwork, it says, oh, white people committed this crime, white males and females. I'm not a white male, so I couldn't have done these crimes, yeah? On every building, they accept that section was on these buildings, yeah? That section, the police officers in their own personal statements say that there's sections on all the doors, and that's why they never arrested nobody. Now, what initially happened is someone from a hierarchy's pushed an order and told Jane Johnson, the borough commander, to tell someone to initiate this. Now, I've got Jane Johnson, all these recordings on phone call, and them saying, oh, we're putting Jane Johnson into protection because of you, spitting down the phone, you want our commanding officer. I've got them all the recordings, all transcribed up, and I don't have them just on my computer here. I passed them over to my family, and my family's passed them over to other people. We're dealing with a lot of ex-coppers online in a forum who have been showing all this paperwork to, burying them, and they're disgraced by what's going on, yeah?
Can I speak for a moment?
Yes, of course you can, sir.
My understanding is, I appreciate there's a lot of history to this, and there's a lot of matters that, you know, you've had involvement, you've had with council officials and this, that and the other, okay? Our job here is only to investigate what the allegation is against yourself, which you're aware of because you've been in...
May I say something? Under the Police Reforms Act 2019-63, which you initially set up, the first police officer bill, you built a constitution. Yeah, that constitution, there's only six limited companies in this country with identities that you can have. CIC and Association Limited. Yeah, you are under a limited company. Your constitution says that you will protect anybody, yeah? What you are there under that police reforms is to protect any CFS caller, any person asking for your services. Now, if I give you a grade listed higher priority and I say to you, somebody's getting raped over there and it's more important than what we're doing, you have to grade your lit priorities and you have to do what you've got to do, yeah? Now, I'm telling you, I've been raped by these people and I've got the evidence. I've been phoning your police station since 2014 and I've recorded about 100 phone calls and no one would come take a statement off of me, yeah? Up to 2016, yeah? I've got 7 years, listen to this, yeah? Section 63 is for outdoor events only, yeah, for the organisation of illegal raids, yeah, outdoor, unless trespass takes place, yeah. I went to court, and I've got the transcripts here, and in the court, they couldn't prove illegality. My barrister wrote to me his submissions, he's done this now. Now, I'm holding 7 years, I'm not shouting, I'm tongue-tied, and I'm pressure speaking, it's my disability, I'm not calm, I'm just tongue-tied. Yeah, what they've done is, under Article 3 of my human rights, the right not to be treated or degraded by any other state official or any other person, any physical or mental sufferings will amount to torture. Now, torture is of your highest degrees in your states of law that you represent. It's the highest priority of them all. It's next to perjury, yeah? Now, I'm showing you that these people are sitting in my house. They're using fixtures from their house floors to bang at me on the floor, yeah, with intent, yeah? They're coming back and using them over and over again. The day I got released from your police station the other day, I come back home, and they were chasing me in my house. Bang, bang. If I play the video to you now, you're coming there all going to prison for life, yeah? It ain't a joke what they're doing to me in this house and what you're trying to do, yeah? And the council have let them do this because they've pushed a sex scandal out in mine and Shannon's name. A sex scandal to cover up that you've never had all your timestamps wrong in that call centre. That all your timestamps were wrong in that call centre and that all your signatures. So you've done a sex scandal in mine and Shannon's name. Now if you look online, yeah? No, listen to this, sir. Listen, if you go, write this one thing down with a pen and paper and then you're going to understand how much trouble you're in. Check this online.